understanding ourselves is something that I feel is very important in the journey of life. And I talk about it ad nauseum from different ways. And in this one, I'm talking about the reality of how science, in a way, can explain the differences between men and women, especially when it comes to the topic of casual sex. That's something that in my reality and my truth in my life is right now, I am not able to be on a full-time commitment to somebody in a relationship. But I do enjoy intimacy. I do ideally wish my ideal scenario would be somebody that will be married and the person, they're in an open marriage or something like that, or something where the person is getting a lot of their needs met and I'm more of a part-time situation, because that's really all I can provide to somebody. And I know people look at me really weird and they'll say, you know, that's really fucking weird, man, that you want to do that. But it goes, a lot of it goes with my anecdotal experiences and the conversations I have. But then science come into play with the way I think. And this article touches on that quite a bit, and it matches the experiences that I've had. And the topic of this article is the truth behind why women find it harder to have casual sex than men do. And this also ties in to the reality of why men lie. Why men? Because men know that women have a harder time having casual sex. Not only because of the availability, because of men just always being readily available, but there is more to it than that. And this article goes into explaining the reality of science in our bodies that we have to experience, or the differences that we men and women have to experience. And it goes back to a big component, oxytocin, I want to say. And oxytocin is a chemical that men and women have and release, but it's something that women release way more times. And the way that a person was describing it was, women, when it comes to the releasing of that hormone, they have like an 8-lane superhighway, while the men just have one lane for it, right? But then it's the opposite. Like, it's the opposite where they, when it comes to sex, they're more like a JFK airport, like a big public airport where everyone comes and goes or anything can happen. And women are more of a private, small private airport where private jets and small airlines go in. They're just very selective, while men are like, whatever, we're fucking constantly thinking about it. We could be like, men can have sex, tell the girl goodbye, and go get on the fridge, get something to eat, and then they're swiping left and right on Tinder. Like, it's no big deal. Like, it's like, that's the mindset that a lot of men that are sexually active, again, there's exception to the rules. I always have to say that, because there's always someone listening to it, and then they just get in their feelings about it. They'll be like, oh my God, that's not me. Oh my God, how can you fucking say that? It's shut the fuck up. If it doesn't relate to you, then just fucking hit pause or fucking stop listening to me. It's not for you. This is for the people that do understand generalities, that understand that in the world that we live in, a lot of things can be relatable with our stories, right? And our experiences. So, but that was always my thought process, that women are not able to compartmentalize sex like men can. That's, again, from my experiences and from talking to people. And this explains it as far as being oxytocin being the reason. And it's a way, and if oxytocin, the way it's described in this article, is that it's a mechanism that is more released on a higher dose for women, simply because they have to create emotional bonds, especially with children, and the nurturing aspect. That's why women are great nurturers versus men. And that's a big reason for that, because that chemical that they release allows them to be that way. But it also wants them to cuddle more. It makes them crazy, as a lot of guys would say, because they get very emotionally attached. And even goes to the concept of, there are times women, I've talked to these women. Like, I talked to a woman just recently that was fucking around with a dude. And she was telling me, you know, I didn't really feel for him like that, but I was angry that he didn't call me back. Even though she knew it was going to be casual or that it wasn't going to lead to anything, the reality was that this person stopped talking to them and they got in their feelings about it. That's oxytocin going to work on a woman and the body. And it's just something that when it comes to having casual sex, that's not something that men really worry about. Like, there've been so many times over the years that I've talked to women that I wanted to be in a relationship with, like a friends with benefits relationship. And a lot of them shoot me down because they know themselves well enough to say, you know what? I can't do that because I know I'll get crazy for you. You know, I'll get crazy, you know, being with you. Like, I don't think I want to unleash that. And I kudos to them because that's something that they know about themselves. And I think the reality for men is this, when it comes to the dating world and us going out there and talking to people and trying to get sex, because for us men, it's sad. I was seeing the stat. It was fucking crazy that in 2 weeks, we make enough sperm to impregnate the whole female population. Think about that. That a man within a 2 week span can get the whole planet of women pregnant. That's sick. Because that, if that science doesn't explain to you like how men are wired and women are not able to understand that, that men are just wired to fucking just be horn dogs. You know, like that's a thing that it's hard for women to understand. Just like I understood, going back to my example of why I like dealing with married women or women that are married or in a relationship or something, because I know they have to be more emotionally in control. Like all of a sudden, they can't go batshit crazy in the marriage. They have learned to compartmentalize. Hey, that middleman, that's my side piece. That's my fun guy. That's a guy that I just want to have fun with. But, you know, I mean, I got my family. I got my kids. I got my life here going on. Everything is great. So, and of course, Minnow's the kind of guy that I'm not going to ruin that. You do what you do. And that's what it is, you know. And it sounds so unethical, but because of the reality that if I go out in the dating world and I meet somebody that's single, they're not going to sign up for let's just be friends with benefits and then figure it out. And just with no expectations of being in a relationship, no obligations of having to constantly nurture you or be connected emotionally. It's for a guy like me, my personality is not built to deal in a relationship setting at this stage in life. I'm not. And that's the balance that I'm trying to understand of trying to honor my biological cravings, but doing it in an honorable way where I'm not lying to people, because I can easily do what a lot of men do, which is the norm, is lie. They fucking lie their ass off. They want to tell you what you want to hear, and you don't know what to decipher it, right? And it's, to me, I don't want to be that way. Like, that's not, I want to be like, look, I find it attractive, but I really don't have a desire to be in a relationship or to be committed to anybody. I would like to take things slow and obviously have sex and intimacy because I do miss that and crave that, but I'm not able to fulfill the other aspects that you would like. And as a woman, that's a very hard pill to swallow. And the article just talks about that, the reality of what women, the how hard it is for women to be, and I think for hard to be in a relationship, or not in a relationship, but to be in casual sex. And I think that challenge, if you think about it, when women have a hard time having casual sex, it flips the coin as to why men have a harder time being monogamous and having to do the things that they do. See, like, we're just wired totally differently. And the people that succeed, I think, are the people that have the mental fortitude and have the control and are able to kind of sustain that level. Like, for example, what I mean by that is, like, in a marriage, like, the man has to kind of sustain that level of monogamy, even though his DNA and his biology is telling him otherwise. Like, he has to control that. And especially in a world where when you are in a relationship, you're, as a man, you're viewed as a higher value man. Like, when you're single like me, it's like something's wrong with you. There's a reason you're not in a relationship. That's what a lot of women think. But if I'm in a relationship, all of a sudden I start getting messages in my inbox and you start getting calls and you start people really flirting with you much more, because they see that at the end of the day, okay, this guy obviously was deemed good enough to be in a relationship, committed, so therefore he's not a crazy guy. He's a safe guy. He's not a guy that does that make sense? So it's weird how we get caught up in the ego, we get caught up in self-pleasure, right? Where a lot of it can be explained with science. And in this topic of conversation, when we're talking about the challenges that women have, you know, it just gives an explanation of why it's hard for women to just fuck without a connection, without feeling that it could be more happening, or at least at the base having a friendship. And I get it. Like, I totally get it and understand it. I think that's why, for me, it feels very bad if I'm asleep, people. You know, like, my ideal situation as well would be somebody that I'm friends with. They don't want to have anything going on. You know, like, they're just happy living their life as is. And they don't want any more obligations from you, you know. But I think it's weird, because women have to, you know, in a way, be able to have fun, right? I mean, women have to worry about diseases. They have to worry about pregnancy. They have to worry about, and they have to worry about this one aspect, the mental connection, being able to separate. And some of the things that, three things they talked about as far as with women, that they mentioned that I think will give tips to women. And I'll go through these real quick. It says, things that women can do when they're trying to have casual sex, knowing that their biology is not built for that. Says here, number one, look at the situation from both an emotional and rational perspective. It's like, but you might feel like there's a connection after you have slept with someone, but look at the facts. How much do you actually know about him? Are you blindly trusting him, or have his actions given you reason to do so? And I think that's a big problem, that people don't really put themselves in that position, right? I mean, when it comes to the intimacy, because they want to fall in love with the romantic side of it. That's what I always marvel at women, how they quickly fall for the romance, for the things that they want to hear, and never look at things logically. Like, they never look at it like, I just met you on a cruise and you're thinking I'm gonna be in a relationship with you, or we're just here, you're from Wisconsin, I'm from fucking Florida, we're just meeting on this cruise and having a good time, and I don't think you're gonna change your world and I'm not gonna change mine. But there's this crazy oxytocin, I guess is what it is. It's like that kicks in of wanting to feel that never-ending story happening. But you gotta apply logic. And men do this, of course. Like, men, I think that's why, like, I understand a lot of men when it comes to paying for sex or even doing other things, because it's business. Like, we look at sex as transactional. Like, for us, love and sex is not intertwined. Like, that's one thing. Like, I could love you, but I could fuck other people and enjoy it and not think twice about it. Like, when I say I commit to somebody and love somebody, it's a rare thing, but that doesn't mean that it's exclusive as far as my ability to have sex, right? So that, but again, it's just weird, because women, here's the science behind it, and women will sit there and complain and bitch about it. Like, that's not true. That's not how I want to live. And I get it, but it's just more understanding the science. Number two, paying attention to the negative feelings as much as the positive. It is only human to chase a high we once felt. However, if you're sleeping with somebody who isn't giving you what you need, do not delude yourself into thinking more attention from him will alleviate those withdrawal feelings. And it's understanding that reality, that you want more, but you also have to understand that it is what it is. We just went on a cruise. We had a great time. And now we got to go back to our regular lives. You can sit there and talk about, oh, well, I shouldn't have done this, that, and the third. But hey, you were in the moment. And it's also good to focus on the positive of that experience. So it's just being balanced in that sense. Know what the experience is going to be. You can't go in there thinking that you're going to be in love with somebody. Again, men think of it more like that. Like men do feel and they think along those lines. Like, hey, that's why I always say men just want to have sex and we figure it out later, especially when you're single and I'm single. Like, hey, man, you know, I'm in the back of their head. They're thinking I need to have sex and then we'll figure out how this all looks. But if you're trying to, you know, love, that's something that grows into it. But a man doesn't have the same long-term mindset when it comes to being intimate as a woman does. And the last one, it says, know what you're getting yourself into. You read the nutrition labels. You don't smoke cigarettes. You wash your hands before you eat. You are careful about everything you put into your body. So why not apply that to sex? You know, we shouldn't be naive to think that we can sexually be involved with somebody on the regular and have absolutely no emotional consequences. You know, it's like you have to, basically what you're saying is that if you're going to be fuck buddies with somebody, you got to understand the possibility of you catching feelings. And I guess from a man's perspective, I get that as well. But, you know, I always tell this when I talk to married women all the time, that I was like, hey, I get it, this ends. Like in the back of my head, I understand this is going to probably have a definitive ending. We're going to have fun. We're going to have a ride. But it's probably going to end because at some point, the emotional burden is going to be too heavy where you're wanting more. Now you're wanting exclusivity. Now you're wanting to have more time with me. So I, like I said, not everyone is like this, but it's being able to self-assess yourself and understand, is this really who I am? And I think that it always comes down to this, knowing yourself and the other person being honest with themselves as well. And if you're able to have that mindset, to understand that, you know, when it comes to this, you know, men are not going to be like me. You know, and I'll leave with this. Like, men are not going to be upfront about their intentions. Like, they're not. They never will be. I try to be as consistent as I can be. I'm not saying that I'm the exception, but I try to let it be known, hey, listen, I understand your situation. I understand your feelings, but this is where I'm at. This is the why I'm here in this position. Not being able to give you what exactly you want, but I am definitely going into it honestly, and I'm going to be respectful and caring and all of these things, you know, within boundaries, of course. But that's, again, when you're a guy saying that versus 10, 20 other guys that are like telling you exactly what you want to hear, it's going to get lost. Because the woman will rather take the option that sounds good versus the reality of it, which is, this is why, again, when you don't understand the science, don't understand the biology of the genders respectively, which I feel I do, because that's why I operate or move the way I do. That's why everyone says, well, you want a girlfriend? Because I'm not ready for a girlfriend. I don't want a girlfriend like that. I don't want nothing exclusive like that where I'm having to be obligated to somebody and cut a slice of my time. I do want to cut it on my own terms and on the terms that it works for the other person as well. But it's not something that I want to be strong-armed into having. And like I said, when you're talking to somebody that is married, that has got kids, that's got other things going on, they get it. Like, they get it more so than a single woman. And I know there's women out there that think otherwise, but I'm just telling you, that's the reality of it. Based on my experiences, that's all I'm going by. And maybe if I lived in New York City, maybe if I lived in Atlanta, maybe if I lived in a bigger city, that may be the case, but I don't. I live in a regular small town USA where there is just not that mindset, more of a conservative thinking. And that's the way it is, and there's nothing wrong with it. But it's for women out there. You know, when I think, I just think of my daughter, of understanding the reality of, it's okay if you feel you can't fuck around with other people. Or if you do, you got to figure out ways to dance around that. Maybe you got to have a friend that you guys, I remember I had this term of, you know, a friend I used to have. We would be friends if one of us had a significant other. But if we were not seeing anybody, we would have sex. But then what would happen would be, okay, then she was seeing somebody else, then we'll revert back to just being regular friends. And I'm fine with that. You know, that worked for many, many years. But then eventually, you know, many years later, she wanted to have something more. And I was like, oh, nah, I'm good. Like, I'm good. I'm not with all that. So, but everyone's different, man. Everyone is different, and there's nothing wrong with it. But understanding what makes women tick, understanding what makes men tick from a biological perspective will help you understand the behavior of why we do the things we do. Classic of key, spreading that thing like Bobby. This ain't in my body.